All right, so today we're diving into a place that's pretty legendary in Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Mary's, that iconic gay bar in Montrose.
Big part of the community.
You've got a whole stack of, like, old newspaper clippings, photos, even some memorabilia.
The whole shebang.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the goal is to really try and understand how this one spot, this one bar, became so central to so many people.
Right. And how it changed over time, right? Because things were... well, different back then.
Oh, absolutely. And even just flipping through this stuff, you see how much Mary's was already kind of shifting, you know, like right from the get-go.
Well, yeah, like even a small detail, right? January 1983, they mentioned the front door moving at 1022 Westheimer.
Oh, interesting.
And then there's this article, Mary's from out in Texas. It talks about some internal changes around the same time. You could just tell it was a place that was like active, always adapting.
Hmm. Constantly evolving.
Yeah.
And then... just a couple months later, in March 83, that same Out in Texas article, they call Mary's the mother house of all the gay bars in Houston.
Mother house. That's a pretty loaded term.
It really is. Like, it evokes a sense of, I don't know, origin, nurturing. You know, the author even talks about going there back in 75 and just feeling instantly welcome, regardless of, you know, where the bar actually was at that time.
Yeah.
Clearly made a big impact on people from the very beginning. What do you think it was about Mary's that created that kind of immediate connection?
It's that welcoming feeling, right?
Yeah.
Makes people feel like they belong, like they can be themselves. And, you know, we also see this guy, Jim Fanny Farmer, starting to become a really central figure here.
Okay, yeah.
The article talks about him, how much he supported the Houston GPC, the Gay Political Caucus, even financially, which is huge. It wasn't always easy for him to keep the bar going, but he was really committed.
Yeah, it shows you how important it was. And it really highlights how these places, these bars, they were more than just places to drink. They were centers for the community, you know, for organizing and activism. Like, the article even mentions how Mary's played a role before elections, talks about the potential for riots similar to Christopher Street, but then stresses nonviolence as a response to a police raid.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a really key moment for Houston's gay community, like realizing they have a voice, they have rights.
Absolutely. It became a place where they could not only socialize, but also, like you said, develop their political awareness. And then there was Mary's really famous, like, open door policy.
Yeah, incredibly inclusive.
Out in Texas, called it their inflexible admissions policy. Basically, if you could ooze through the door, you could stay. That's a direct quote.
Ooze through the door. That's amazing. So different from the other places with their strict dress codes and all that. This is a place for everyone. The lost, the lonely, and the listless, as they put it.
Exactly. A real sense of belonging. And, you know, the article also kind of playfully mentions the, quote, Greek gods who frequented Mary's.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Adds to the charm, right?
Yeah.
Reminds us that it was a place for all kinds of connections. And even as things changed, Jim Farmer stepped back a bit from the day-to-day operations, but Mary's kept going.
Right.
The Houston Police Department, under Chief Brown, they kind of changed their attitude, decided to basically leave the place alone. That made a difference for sure. And it's cool to see how younger generations, they found Mary's just as important.
Yeah, it's a legacy for sure. And then there's this really dramatic thing that happened. January 1984, a fire breaks out at Mary's.
Oh, wow.
Thankfully, it was contained, but tragically, it wiped out the Montrose Symphonic Band's entire archives.
Oh, no.
6 years of photos, music scores, you name it, all gone because of a smoldering cigarette. And the community immediately rallied around calling for donations, trying to help them rebuild. It's really powerful.
It really shows how interconnected the Montrose community was and how Mary's was right in the thick of it. Like, we see it again and again. Mary's at the Westheimer Colony Art Fest in October 84, hosting the Montrose Community Christmas Tree in December. It was a gathering place, a focal point.
Absolutely. And their presence at Pride celebrations was consistent throughout the years. Mentioned in 85, a whole Stonewall tribute float in 94, again in 96, 99. Mary's was always there, you know, front and center, celebrating and supporting the community.
And we can't forget the art, right? Those early drawings by Scott Swoveland, they turned into those incredible window murals, started around 92, 93, and went on for years. They became iconic, a symbol of Mary's itself.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Houston Voice, they actually commemorated Mary's 30th anniversary in May 2000. That's quite a milestone. We even see a quick mention of Hurricane Rita in 2005. I bet places like Mary's were vital during that time, you know, for the community.
Oh, for sure. Gathering spots, support systems, all of that.
It's these little glimpses
yeah.
that really bring the story to life. And, you know, there's even this thing about a Juneteenth ad they ran in 87 that got some negative feedback. And... the community responds to that. It just shows that even places that are meant to be supportive, they're not immune to criticism, you know? Mm-hmm. They have to be accountable. And even as things changed, ownership changed. Gay Yancey became co-owner in 91. Mary's kept going through the 2000s into the 2010s. There's even something about a repainted utility box in front of it in 2022. It's amazing how it's remained this constant in a city that's always changing.
Yeah, yeah. It's more than just a bar, right? It's a symbol of the community. It's resilience.
So thinking about how LGBTQ plus spaces have changed over time, what do you think the role of a place like Mary's is today? And what about in the future? What parts of its history, you know, all those years, resonate most with you? It's something to think about.
Definitely something to think about.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Mary's.
It's been great.
It really has.
Absolutely.
We'll be back next time with another fascinating look into Houston's past. See you then.
See you later.